Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Vilcher dictating an endoscopy report on Carolyn Glenn. Data was 4/28/1964, date procedure March 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Vilcher. GO referring physician is Dr. Judith Clark. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description and procedure. Procedure performed esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy and hot snare polypectomy. Cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained. Period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug, or as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as the lung cancer, well explained to the patient. Period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place in the referral position. Sedators for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care period. The directal exam is normal, period, well lubricated with sodium colonoscopes, and just direct him in advance and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complement of the folds, period, careful management of the cecum, my cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transform, sonophage, descending colon, cecum, colon, rectum, period. The colon was tortuous, sleeping, and requiring a good amount of canic pressure to reach the cecum, period. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 72-3-2. The patient's had a procedure while allowing complications finding. There were 7 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a approximately 10 millimeter flat somewhat lobulated hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Comma hemoclip was deployed. Approximately 12 millimeter. A hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line. There was an approximately 7 millimeter flat hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another hepatic flexure, sessile diminutive polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 13 millimeter sessile pale sigmoid colon polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line. Plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, given the amount of polyps noted on this exam, I would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, 1 year pending path. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled.